So we're doing the laws of the Eve of Rosh Hashanah. Starting with the Eve of Rosh Hashanah, there are certain changes and additions that we make in the Shmona Esrei prayer. The end of the third blessing, instead of saying Ha'el HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. We stress God being the king now and he's judging us. And if a person forgot or confused it, if he didn't correct himself right away, then he has to start Shmona Esrei again. And if a person is reading from the text and he knows he said it from the text from a machzor that has the correct version printed, that's fine. If he's reading from the text of Siddur, so then he might have gotten it right or wrong, like during the week, not on Rosh Hashanah itself, so then a person would assume that he got it wrong and review Start Shmona Esrei again. The sages instituted that on the 10 days, starting with Rosh Hashanah, ending on Yom Kippur, we add a sentence in the end of the first blessing. You'll see it printed in your Siddur. Zochreinu lechayim, Hashem, remember us for life. Melech, the king who is chafetz v'chayim, who wants us to have life. V'chatveinu, and write us b'sefer ha'chayim, in the book of life, l'mancha, for your sake, even if we're not worthy. Elokim chayim, God of life. Now, just notice that these things, when it'll come the last blessing of Shmona Esrei, the last Shmona Esrei of Ne'ilah, at the end of Yom Kippur, there we will change it to V'chosmeinu and Silas, V'chotmeinu. That last blessing, we change it. You'll see it in your machzorim. By the way, purchase machzorim. You should get Hebrew English article. If you need help getting them, let me know. You have a few, usually not enough. And you guys should have your own. What'll be next year? What'll be the year you're out of the machzorim? Yeah. Give me just a second. It's going to take us 40 minutes. You have your 40 minutes. Yeah.
How can we say that in reality until Sukkot is not?
No. We only say it till Yom Kippur.
No, I'm saying we say that we're not, things are not sealed until Sukkot.
Yeah, that's a different aspect. That's a Kabbalistic concept. We also add in the second blessing, Mi Chamocha Avarachamim, who is like you, Father of Mercy, Zochel Yitzuav Lechaim Berachamim, who remembers his creatures for life with mercy. In the end of Shmona Esrei, we add, Uchtov lechaim tovim kom nevitecha, write all the sons of your covenant for life. And then in the last blessing, just before the last blessing, we add the sefer chaim in the book of life, of blessing, of peace, we should all be written. And all of the house of Israel for life, for peace, etc. So these are the additions that we make in Shmona Esrei. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so when we begin the third blessing, we begin Takadosh, Veshimcha Kadosh, Ukdoshim Kol Yom Yadu Chasena, and then we go off on a whole addition, Uvechein. And Uvechein has the numeric value of Bechein is 72. Bechein is 72. 72 is the word Chesed. 72 corresponds to God's name of Chesed. And we begin, now that we're going to begin recognizing God's kingliness with God's Chesed, we want God to treat us with kindness. And the words Uvechein correspond to the verse when Esther said, and so I will go before the king. Uvechein avo el ha-melech. So every time we're about to begin, we start Shmona Esrei. Ata kadosh, you are holy. B'shimcha kadosh, and your name is holy. Uktoshim chol yom yaluch ha-sela, and holy ones will praise you every day forever. And then we begin, now we're approaching God. Now we add the additions of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur. We're recognizing these are the holy days. We begin with the word Uvechein. Whenever I say that Uvechein, it's like the bell chiming. Okay, now I'm standing before the king. Uvechein. And so, like Esther says, and so now I must go before the king. Uvechein. And then we begin. Three paragraphs, each one begins with Uvechein. And any one of these, the additions other than HaMelech HaKadosh, any one of the other additions, if you forgot and left them out, so you continue. You don't have to go back to Shmona Esrei. And if you began the next blessing, once you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you cannot go back and make that addition. So long as you didn't begin Baruch Atah Hashem, you can go back. Those of you who say Kaddish during the 10 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, during the Kaddish, we say Le'ela u'Le'ela, Ashkenazim. Le'ela u'Le'ela mikol birchasav shiroso. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, we call it Yom Teruah in the prayer. And if it's on Shabbos, you'll see that the Siddurim point out, we call it Zichron Teruah. The verse calls Rosh Hashanah sometimes a day of blowing horn, the shofar, and the verse itself sometimes says it's a day of commemorating the blowing, which we say is when, like this year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we won't blow shofar at all. And then we will say in the prayer, you'll see the Machzorim point out, we say, Zichron Tua, it's a day of remembering, commemorating the blowing. If you mix them up, you are Yotze. By mistake, you said the weekday one on Shabbos, or the Shabbos one on weekday, you are Yotze. Technically, that's the name they are referred to in the Torah either way. Either way, they're referred to that. Okay.